Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, shit. Really?
Go ahead.
Thank you for joining us on Live Paranormal. This is Scanning the Frequencies with Fabian, Lisa, and David. Call us tonight at, oh God, I'm drunk, I can't remember.
347-202-0316.
Oh my God.
Happy Labor Day, everyone.
Happy Labor Day, everybody. How is everyone today? And I still
don't know. Oh, I'm a little loopy. I'm getting there.
No. Wait, here's an elf. No.
There's an elf?
Yeah, there's an elf.
It's an elf.
Fuck, where the fuck
is that? It's a gnome. It's an elf.
Ah, wait, everybody, shh, listen.
That is well, hold on to it. No, get away!
Wait, he just wiped out, dude.
Oh my god. Oh my god. So, how's everybody's day today?
You ran over the goblin, man. You gnarly bastard.
Got a little warmer than I figured up here, but you're suffering the same kind of thing that I am.
Oh, fuck.
Hot and gross.
No, fuck, it's fucking gross. I went outside, and I was like, I had to go to the CVS to go get Pellet and Pip Tell, so I was like, okay. So I went out, and I'm walking, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? I swear to you, I canned walking 2 blocks and back. That, and it's...
Wow.
Yep.
It was like 99 degrees heat index.
It was like
down here, so it was 94 down you.
Yep, and probably
yeah, it was about 94.
Yeah.
It got pretty hot. I had actually come in for a little while.
Yep.
Up here, it got to be 86, kind of humid. Yeah. So from this far north, 86 in September,
that's
a little bit rough.
Hot that's where you live,
crazy.
Yeah. That's pretty intense.
It is crazy. You know, I'm looking at everything because I have my radar app, right? Because I got the premium thing. So when I got the premium thing, it gives me earthquakes, it gives me wildfires, it gives me smoke, air quality, hurricanes, and I got all that. And I have like the global thing where you can look, at. I look at this motherfucker. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
I'm like, I've never seen storms move in this direction. I've never.
No,
seen
and
so
it's all coming from us.
Well,
looking at that picture that you showed, it's North America, most of the United States,
and
everything is shifting from us. Yeah, everything is shifting from us across the ocean to England and Iceland.
Actually, we had colder water. It's warming up, so the whole ocean's warming. But the point is, I've never seen, like, I'm looking at storms and smoke and air quality. I'm like, the whole entire country seems to be covered in a light smoke. All right, and then there's like the bad air quality in certain places and pockets of it, and then there's the wildfires up there where you can't breathe. It says unhealthy air quality and floodings, but then I get the earthquakes and stuff, and then I'm looking at these hurricanes in the Atlantic that are forming and the ones that already have formed in just Florida, and I'm like, why are they going in a circle?
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? They're like all they're going to just come back, and one looks like it's going to hit the UK.
Probably the UK, the southern UK, France, that kind of area.
Yeah, Spain, Europe.
But think about with the earthquakes and crap that are going on and all this rain, and Nevada never having had this kind of rain, and now they're flooding with the rain. Are they going to be experiencing earthquakes soon because of how heavy the ground just got with all this water?
Or even where the ground has gotten wet and creates floods of certain kinds.
Yep. Yes, a slip in the plates. Yeah, I can.
Yeah,
yeah, the plates get off.
So everybody who's stuck out there at the Burning Man Festival, our thoughts go out. You're stuck in the mud. I'm sorry.
They're leaving. Some of them are getting out now, but I think they're going through with the burning thing tonight. But I think they're going through with the ceremony.
Yeah.
Pierre Robert from WMMR is there, but he was going to call in, but if he got a cell signal, that's how bad it is out there.
Yep.
All right, so.
Wow.
Because it's out in the boonie, middle of the desert, you know? So he's at there, and I'm glad that he contacted everybody and said he was all right, because I was like, oh, fuck. Because they're stuck in mud, man. But the hippies, they're like hippies. They go out there and they're like, they're going to be all right.
Oh, they dig it, man.
They're going to be all right.
It's like Woodstock for them all over again.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't trust the mud.
Hear me out.
I don't trust the mud.
I don't either.
Because between the rain and shit that's been under soil, you know what I mean. Just I don't trust the mud.
Yeah, that's Nevada. That's desert land. It hasn't seen that kind of rainfall, so you have no idea what's coming up through it now.
Right. Well, you've got animals out there that drop their poop all over the place, and you know it gets in the soil, and then you increase if it got parasites, whatever, and then you get the ground wet. They're still alive, and you know, so on and so forth. So that's what worries me most of all. Look, I've seen enough parasites. I spent so many years looking under a fucking microscope. Okay, so literally.
I wonder which one of these parasites that we're trying to bring back to life is the one that's going to reanimate Godzilla.
Yeah, Godzilla, at least that needs closure.
I need.
He's coming up out of China because there's that big hole in China.
No, he's going to come up out of the ocean.
All the way
wrong.
To China.
Look, something's going to go wrong, and nuclear shit's going to get in the water like in the movie, and then it's going to be like he's going to come out.
There's already nuclear shit in the water. Remember they had
explosion
up along the coastline, or was that oil?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what that was. But
they just did a study, and Pennsylvania waterways, like all of them,
contaminated.
From here and like the East Coast, especially this end, is contaminated with forever chemicals, all in all the waterways.
Really?
So,
right.
Yeah. So
that's beautiful. Forever chemicals.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
What do you think? Look, the Native Americans are right. Water is life, or death.
Yeah. Now it's death.
All right, get it? Like, water is life, but it is. It grows.
When you think about the world, it rained like 100 million years, and then Earth, life came, and then they had all these people that got drowned when Noah, had the whatever, and then now, water can kill you or it can quench your thirst.
Yeah, right. It's either healthy or not healthy, and...
Water's got stuff in it that you've got a cut on your foot and you're swimming in the ocean. Now your leg falls off.
You're getting flesh-eating fucking bacteria and shit.
Yeah, crazy.
Well, and there's always those countries,
and also
that have
like, like MRSA and all this stuff, like it caused encephalitis and whatever the fuck. I told my girlfriend, don't go in.
Bad.
I said, do not go in any water.
Right. You just carry that.
Like, we used to walk in creeks and stuff, even, like, years ago. But not now.
Oh, hell. I remember living in Galesburg. We had the creek running behind the house.
A creek.
A creek? Yeah, a creek. You can tell I'm a Midwestern. I'm a flatlander. A flatlander like a motherfucker for saying it like that. So it was a creek. And
we
I would go out there. The sides of the wall, of the thing were all coated in freaking slimy old moss.
Yeah.
I'm just rolling up my pant legs and wading through it and then catching copperheads out there in the water.
Oh,
God, you're like, you're alive. But the algae, look, when I went to Perkiomen.
Oh, yeah.
I've had my share of copperheads. I had one as a pet and got my ass beat over it.
Really?
Yeah, my brother come home. He saw me. I had this copperhead snake in a jar with the holes in the jar. And he looked down at that thing, and he looked at me, and he backhanded me and slung the jar and then then took a machete and cut the snake's head off and said, dumb little bastard, that will kill you.
Oh, my God.
That was it. No, I took a 5-gallon bucket, scooped the sucker up right with all that moss and algae, and his head up. Yeah, he poked his head up. He's looking at me like, reach closer. He's like, reach closer, you little twit.
Come a little closer to the triangular head.
That was back in the idiotic childhood days of I found an unspent 357 Magnum shell in the brook in the same area.
Right.
And since it was going through town, the sides of it were all concrete, so I set it on the concrete. I took a brick and I smashed it.
Yeah. There you go.
Yep.
Do what you got to, man. You live and you learn, or you die and you learn, right? And then you don't learn because you die.
I lived. I couldn't hear for a while, and when I climbed up out of there, 10 minutes later, the cops are coming around. Like, where was the gunshot at? I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah.
So you smacked it with a rock, huh?
Yep, I did.
That's right. Did you shoot anything with it?
I don't know. The lead went straight down the brook, the concrete walls of the brook lining, creek lining, whatever you want to call it. Them good old days.
There you go. Happy Labor Day, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, happy Labor Day.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You know what's really weird when you think about that, all the stuff that, God damn it, it's the stuff that we do, like, but when we were kids, we're like Generation X. It's like fucking like, what the fuck? I mean, we got beat by our parents, right?
Oh.
We raised ourselves. You know what I mean?
Generation X, man.
Yep,
we're the real last warrior, line of warriors.
Look, the world just needs to be handed over to Generation X and it'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, all of us, we had to learn the world.
Everybody from Generation X, like, Dave Grohl should run for president.
No,
Dave Grohl should run for president.
God, yeah, we've been through all that shit. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
What could we be offended by now? I mean, come on, we had George Carlin growing up.
No,
oh,
God.
We were watching the freaking...
He's my prophet, man.
I'm not talking about... Yeah, but my parents taught me right from wrong, so I didn't... You know what I'm saying? Like, from my
George Carlin.
Well, yeah, but all the shows that were on TV, we learned to take everything with a grain of salt.
Yeah, All in the Family, Jefferson's, all
that. Yeah, but
that
we understood who Archie Bunker was.
Oh,
so
right.
We knew he was an asshole. It was
Oh, God, yeah.
All right, yeah. Yep.
And Meathead deserved everything he got.
But it's funny because that was kind
of stifling them.
It's like the hippie generation. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like Facebook,
oh, God,
the generation.
Yeah.
So it's fucking funny.
Well,
when you think
World
about
War
it.
II
yeah.
veterans
right.
and Vietnam and Korean veterans, and they didn't take shit from nobody,
right.
and that's what they
yep.
wanted to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They wanted to watch something that was a reflection of who they were and their values.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Hey. Oh, I forgot what I was going to say again. Never mind. All right. Wait, I'm getting there. I'll come back.
Sorry, Lisa. I interrupted you.
No,
again.
You didn't. I totally blanked out on myself because I was thinking about something else just popped in. Might call it ADHD, you know. I'll forget. I'll remember in 5 seconds. But all this
five,
stuff, though.
Four, three, two, one.
Would you guys?
Your show will go live. Oh, wait.
Okay.
We've already done that.
Oh, we got a William clip.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes.
All right.
You have got to play these. We heard them before the show, everyone. And these are remarkable. Lisa, fire them up, man.
All right, I'm looking for them.
okay.
Lisa, I'm getting it.
Until recently, fire them up.
All right, this is that. Wait, it's got to be here somewhere. Let me look. It's where the fuck
the quote's previously known as William. Yes.
I know. William Howe. All right, but where the hell did it go? Audio William, is this it? No, it's probably an old.
You know,
name.
We need to come up with another numbering system in way of finding ourselves.
I know. Well, yeah,
maybe
because
we can come up with some kind of tagging system in the audio sector.
Maybe we can't use numbers, but we can maybe use a
emoji
stupid, or something.
But okay.
Use a keyword for it, like Walter Elf.
Yeah, that's
true. Yeah,
so
we could do
that.
Like maybe the target of it being the first part of the audio file, like Elf.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Trucker, or Lisa,
Goblin.
Lisa and Cult Jam,
yeah.
or
Lisa,
David
no.
and Goliath.
Norristown Chicken.
Or Fabian and the Norristown Chicken.
Well, that one I find
Hoboken easy. Chicken Emergency. Yeah.
Yep. All right. So this was the other day in the house, over here, while I was running the bus. Okay? And William wanted everybody to know that they were wrong, that he's here. And then he says his name. And if this isn't the clip,
really
this better be the right one. All right?
That's so amazing.
See?
Did y'all hear it?
Yep.
Lisa, tell them what they were listening to.
They were listening to William H. Howe. William H. Howe was telling
them. I mean, but what were we listening for? What was
the
words?
Okay, the words were... Okay, look at me, I'm going to forget. The He said something in the beginning, and then he says, "You're wrong. I'm here because we're, you know, people have been saying a lot of crap about the, him. You think he don't?"
Right.
Know?
Oh yeah, running their mouth.
Okay. You
right.
Think he doesn't.
Play
know.
It again,
all
please.
Right.
I want to hear
okay.
the context.
And then he goes, "They're wrong. I'm here," and he says, "We'll hear him," because he's got that little Dutch accent going on.
Right.
All right.
Yep.
Uh huh. And this is four names in there from Selma. She's talking in the background.
Bing, bing.
But in the beginning, what does it say? It's like I think it says I think it says Frank's box or something in the middle.
Hey, play it again.
And I'm there. And something in the beginning. At the beginning.
Like Frank's box.
Wait, did he say, well, yeah, but wait, after this, did that say the house or the how?
Okay, hang on. Do it again. I heard house.
How?
I heard house.
Wait a minute. You say?
Wait a minute.
All right, and that's Mrs. Cornish in the background.
What do you think,
yeah,
David?
Yeah, I don't know if it's house or...
I didn't hear that.
I'm
I didn't hear
the house.
Sound.
I wonder if he says I'm at the house, because I didn't hear
that's
it.
That's what I'm thinking. I heard
hold
that.
On.
That's
oh, possible,
house.
Yeah.
Let's play it again.
Because we have to play it again.
Wait again.
And that's
yes,
William.
And then I heard her at the
voice.
End. I heard
yeah,
Miss Cornish.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's
yeah.
in the background. Like I,
yeah,
I, could pull
I heard
it up
her voice. I
too.
Heard a female.
Yeah, and
yeah
it
would, that would make a lot of sense if he said being at the house.
House,
yeah.
I'm going to
okay.
lean 80% on house.
Let me,
David,
okay.
what do you think?
But what's the first part? It says something at the house.
Oh, yeah.
And then it, I don't know if it says got box. Maybe got box. Let's listen to it.
God box? Got the box.
We're here.
Yep. No, that's
they
really
come on him and
yeah.
William. Or
yep.
William.
And,
I know.
And it does
I hear
say
Frank. I think it's
they
something
do,
about Frank in the center.
Yeah, and it does
too.
Say got the box.
Yeah, got
yeah
box.
I heard got
yeah,
the, I heard got blank
box. Got
box.
Right. Let me hear it. Let's do it one more time. Yeah. Yes.
That's it.
Wait
in. So you're
yeah,
using the box.
Oh,
you're using the box. And he's
he
telling
always...
you you're at home.
Whenever
and
I ask
that's
him,
very relevant. I'm 90% sure you got some really great stuff there.
Yeah, because like if I have to call him, if he's somewhere else, like he'll just come oh, from wherever he is.
Right.
There you go. They go somewhere. They say they're right here. We can't see them.
Yeah.
So,
he always
it, you
right
know
here.
What I mean?
So,
yeah. But he likes
yeah,
my
that
team,
whole,
okay?
Yeah, that whole where we don't know where they go.
Yeah.
And I know we've had this discussion a little bit lightly earlier.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Yes.
About like a well of souls or a soul kin.
No,
or
I,
something
I,
like
I
that.
Think,
yeah, the God. Yeah.
I think it's a frequency. I think we are there are different plane of existence, maybe dimensional wise now.
Yeah, maybe purgatory
something.
Is a frequency.
No, there is no purgatory. This is
you don't believe
purgatory.
In that?
No. If anything,
okay. Well,
but you're
I
Catholic,
do, and that's okay. That's
yeah.
Fine.
But you're
I mean,
Catholic.
I don't Catholic. I don't care. It don't matter. I'm you know what I mean?
Well, I'm
so,
not Catholic,
yeah.
And I believe there is a holding place for a holding pattern, like a plane for spirits.
Maybe
that's
for
me.
Assholes. Maybe
no,
maybe,
no,
you know?
I think I
that's okay.
I've been
no,
trying to think
about
it a little bit, and I think there might be, you know, a specific holding area for,
that's
and, nice. And it, I think it's separate, it's split. So
perhaps,
there,
Lisa,
there's
you,
been a,
yeah.
there's been a lot going through my head on some of this shit lately, and, you know, I don't know how to get the words into what my thought patterns actually are. The frick is wrong with me?
Well, Lisa said something in the past that kind of, Lisa, if you don't mind, I'm going to try to remember what you said, but it was something along the lines of us being on different frequencies. What
yeah,
you're saying, and this is what I think. I don't know any of
and
this.
And they connect.
Okay?
This
is what I've
connect.
Been led to.
Like people.
With my experiences, is it a different frequency where they're at, that they're in a holding pattern that is purgatory, or is it that they're just in a different dimension, and that dimension, that split dimension, is the past? Or is it a holding area with purgatory, and if they're in, you know, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Wherever Walter takes them is not purgatory.
Right. No, he puts them where they actually should
into
go.
Into the light. Into
yeah,
the
they're
light.
At the caseworker's office with the little guy with the shrunken head.
Okay,
that's,
so
pretty much.
Here's the question that I've got, though. If, okay,
oh,
like Walter helps people, and he crosses them over. He takes them towards the light
side. Yeah, but he don't look for them. They just show up, man.
But are there other...
Where are they coming from?
Are there other guides?
They're attracted to what's going on, I guess.
Sorry,
but are there other guides who take some of the souls to the dark side because that's where they belong?
I don't know because I'm not allowed to know that stuff.
Yeah, you remember that movie with Michael J. Fox and it had all the hands in the wall? What was it called? And they come
shit.
And got everybody.
I thought that was a labyrinth.
No,
that was the girl falling down the hole.
I'm talking about the Somethingers, and it was a movie with Michael J. Fox. The Frighteners?
Tommy nailed it. That's it.
It was where Michael J. Fox was seeing the numbers of the number was on the next person that was going to die.
Yep. That was the Frighteners.
Danielle said it's the Frighteners.
It is, definitely. That was the name.
That's always been a question of mine, though, because I know there's some guides like Walter who take people over and they cross them to the light. They take them into the light side of...
Yeah, but but he don't ask for it. Like, they just show up.
I know.
No,
I understand that. I understand that he doesn't specifically... You don't have to ask him. He just does that. But are there guides... specifically out there to take a darker soul to the darker side of existence and wait until they...
Let me explain something. I would not know that because I am not allowed to be around anything dark. They prevent
right.
that's
that.
Main.
They always
that's
ask.
A good question, though. Is there a demon kind of aspect to that?
I don't even know if it would be demonic. And that's been... Yeah, everybody talks about the light side and the dark side of everything. And they, you know, you need to be in the light. Okay, I understand that, but you'll never know what the dark is if you've never experienced it.
That's right. You can't have God without the devil, and this is the point I was going
to
make after you.
To be completely balanced,
that God in the Bible's murdering people all these years. I'm not so sure.
Right, but to be, and this one might be a controversial, you know, aspect of it. But to be completely balanced, I don't think a person can live in the light or in the dark. You have to live in that gray zone, dead center, to experience both sides and then lean one way or the other as your life needs to go.
Well, here's what I'll say. You know how I am about the demon, but I'm going to say what I think I've understood about what demons are supposed to be according to the scripture, and that they are fallen angels, hence they are angels. Are angels not types of gods? Are these fallen angels that are taking the fallen souls to hell?
Go back to the fallen angels.
Okay.
Here's the problem with this.
Okay.
If you go back and look at the texts that were removed from the Bible, those fallen angels, and Lucifer, you know, the light, bring
the morning star.
Same thing they called Jesus, by the way.
He was the son of the morning.
Okay. So he was beautiful, and then he went against what God was doing, which would be the killing of them, you know, having
Lucifer,
that. And so he was cast out with the others to earth. Wait a minute.
The angels
doing
in heaven,
For not wanting people to want knowledge and stuff like that? I mean, if you go back to it. So who's really not a war here? Ain't got nothing to do with us.
Yeah, but if you think about that aspect, when Jesus was, according to the King James Bible, when he was a human being living on the planet, he didn't want people to kill each other or sacrifice anything.
No, he did not.
That's right.
He was in direct opposition of his father in the Old Testament, who said, "Hey, take your kid up on a mountain and kill him for me."
Cain. But think about this. He never said that was his father. He said he came from the light, whatever. knowledge, whatever he said in the long run. If you read the Gospels of Thomas, it's pretty to say that he doesn't want no war. He doesn't want no hate. He wants people to take care of himself, each other. If the sick are if the people are hungry, feed them. If people are sick, help them. And I have no idea, because that's why he killed them. There you go.
He was a hit.
Yeah. Really, let's all just put this
saying.
Like it is. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Okay, because they did kill him. And
so they were
in turn. In turn, they decided to twist a lot of it to fit an agenda and became what is called organized religion. And they treated people through fear.
That can be said of any type of belief
any
structure.
That goes through everything.
The Dead Sea Scrolls are opening up a lot of people's eyes about that. I understand what you're saying.
Oh, my God. The Gospels of Thomas is my favorite.
I studied religion. If I wasn't studied religion back when I was younger, I wouldn't have understood what you meant.
Right.
You're right.
And then again, if you look at the actual definitions and descriptions of specific angels throughout the Bible, they are violent. They are judgmental as hell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they, without remorse.
And these are supposed to be the good angels.
Yeah,
right.
Well, these
are without remorse, without remorse,
right.
They will come down and wipe out civilizations because
they could.
They were told to.
They're the messengers of God, and they are only ones able to wield the power of God for you to get the message to
and
God. You can't go in front of God.
The fallen angels wanted to come down and give you knowledge and know that you're all part of God.
Right.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, there's the reversal of everything because, you know.
Well, no, it made money, man. Come on. Let's be all together, honest. It made fucking money, okay? Well, you control people through fear. Okay, they got to work. They got to do this. They can't do that. You'll die.
What it's all about.
And that's what it's been about. And so they controlled through fear every organized religion that has a point of that.
That's
you know what
true.
I mean?
They
or
have.
Government
where,
agencies.
I don't want to go.
Can
there
I say something? I'm going to say something. That's why I don't follow religions. I don't live right, but I think I love right, and that's just
you me. Live right. You live right because you live true to yourself. So
what I mean, if, according to you got a whole diversity of different people that look at the way you are. I know people that judge you by their religion and look down on you, and I know these people personally, and I can't be around them for 5 seconds. But
I also know
people that believe deeply in the right way. And those are the people I often embrace, even though they
don't
agree with me.
Believe.
They still care about it. And you don't have to be Christian to be good. It helps. Trust me. You may not understand that, but for me, it helps me.
If you look at religion and all religious texts simply as a story, a guide, like, okay,
but Jesus
this is,
was fucking
but,
real, man. He
okay,
was
but,
legitimately
oh, yeah,
real.
He was very real.
Okay, and legitimately had things
and he
that
was
were
awesome.
Really good.
And all the books that were all the books that were written
right with me.
Right, and all the books that were written about George Washington were real because he was a real person. So you could read his life, see what he did, and live his way. But if you look at the Bible that way, or any religious text, this was what this person did, and this is how they lived. And this is what they wanted you to learn. It's up to you to make your own decisions on it.
That's a great, that's a smart
that's,
point.
That's
also,
a Gnostic thing. Where you
another thing I want to add
take
to
what
that
you want, leave the rest
is
behind.
That it's
that's
moral.
It.
It's morally repugnant for someone to judge today about today's morals, judging things in the past by today's morals.
The
past lived a different way. They believed a different way, and for
they
people
all, wait,
to impugn people
different?
Of the past based on today's values is stupid.
I know, but look back.
Now
I've
said
look, go back to ancient Egypt and go back past there. How many civilizations have crumbled because of
Rome? Absolutely, Rome.
You
Rome
realize
is the most
that
perfect
right,
version
right,
of that.
Right. Look now, America's the last place, right? America and Canada were the last to conquer.
Here we are.
All right. And they fucking
deeply,
stole it. Now, what are they going to do? Try to go and take Russia? What, are we going to go around in a circle? You get my point? It's going to be like, you know what I mean? It's just all been, and it's always stupid. Everything's stupid.
Every bit of it.
judging the people of the past by today is absolutely morally reprehensible.
Did you ever see the painting of Jesus and the Mary in a room where the light's coming through a window and they're supposed to represent the Immaculate Conception birthy thing, right?
No, I'm not.
I'll try to find it for you.
I think I did. Is there a light coming down on Mary?
From the sky, right?
Yeah. That was in Catholic school.
Can we all just sit back and forget anything we learned? We know she's getting pregnant by a light in the sky.
Yeah. That's an alien kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, think about this. It says
and
in
look
the Bible
how cool
that
he was.
We're...
He was like a hippie.
Here's the deal. Listen to this. And I've been saying this for 20 years. This is what I tell people. In the Bible, it says, it's verbatim, that we are strangers and we are aliens, that God made this world, that God is not from it. So when you think about that, and you take that with a grain of salt, then you got to look at God as being the ultimate creator of the universe. And that means that God is alien to our planet. So people that have a problem with me calling God an alien can go suck an egg.
An alien egg.
You come out look like spaghetti on your face. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal.
Okay.
Remember that? That pops out of
my
stomach.
Yep.
He says, no, not again. And that little thing puts top hat on and does. What was that frog's name?
I don't remember, but he was in Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, Michigan frog. Do the Michigan rye.
Listen, the few things when Jesus said in the Gospel of Thomas, his own
Thomas
writing. Remember, these are Gospels of Thomas. These are the Gospel. This
the Gnostic
written,
Thomas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Agnostic,
yeah. But they were hidden. Remember those. But
oh yeah,
one,
they were. And they found some
Jesus
more parts
is of it. It's his own words, and they're not cut and edited.
Exactly.
Which is really, and they're in Aramaic.
I totally agree with you about
Aramaic, and they're translated
Aramaic,
into English.
So you know your
and,
shit.
Yes,
you're not
I
just
do.
Rambling.
Right.
You do.
And I do know. I know about this, but this one in there, there's some things that he would say, like where they would ask Mary about her being a disciple, which she was. Okay, Mary Magdalene. All right. They say, well, what about Mary?
Right.
You don't want her because this, and then he would rant at them. And if you read the way he ranted at them. He thought,
he's going off on
them.
They're looking at her as less than. Less than a human.
That's right.
And he said, "I have."
Look
goes,
at you,
here,
David.
They say that in one part, Jesus said, "How can you save us?" Or whatever. He's like, "I've come to cast a fire and sword onto this world." And he knew what he was doing. You know what I mean? But my favorite line is, pick up a stick.
I know it.
Pick up a stone and you'll find, and pick up a, something.
I can't
it's all
remember.
Free.
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
But basically, up, the yeah. prim, yeah, go ahead.
In other words,
you're talking,
in all of nature. Ah! And he was gone between ages 12 to 33, right, or 32, whatever, right?
Exactly.
No one knew where he was. But there's an ancient story about the man in white here in America with the indigenous people, telling them how to live on
the
earth.
Yeah, on the cave.
That's the other part.
Listen,
he even said,
telling them how to live on the earth and how to treat everything with respect. And okay, wait a minute. Does that seem a little funky? I mean, come on, he could get here.
I don't remember where it's at, but I remember.
If Noah had a fucking boat, if Noah was driving an ark, then they could get here from
wherever
they
could.
Come on, man. No, it was way before that shit. You got a boat.
I remember somebody told me, and I don't remember where it's located at in the Bible, but apparently it was an actual quote from Jesus who said, "Other sheep I have also, and must minister unto them."
Was he talking about the indigenous people over here?
No, that don't even sound like a Jesus quote if you read the Gospel of Thomas.
I've read this.
I know you read it, but I mean the way he talks in the other thing would be like, well. How can God love you if you don't love your mother and father? If you don't hate your mother and father, it's not all good. It's not all bad. It's just you get it, like human. You know what I mean?
Right.
The behavior to get angry and, you know what I mean, better, make it better and whatnot. But, and then the famous, the fun part is when he says he's going to cast out the mustard seeds, right? Some are going to take on fertile
soil.
Some are going to rot. Okay? And some are going to be put on bad quality. If you look around at the people.
That's pretty. Well, you guys are awesome.
People. If you look at people.
This is shit from 30 years ago.
Look, you have all those mustard seeds. Look, you got bad people.
Mustard.
People that are just gross and disgusting, like behavior-wise.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Yeah.
Mustard.
Yeah, mustard seeds. Yep, like they, some take, some don't. Some pull on top of soil.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't, pretty much. But like when I think about it, when I think about that, I'm like, okay. And he mentions the mother and the father.
That's
the thing is, that got totally downplayed because Mary Magdalene.
And I know what you were saying, Lisa. You were saying, did he really say it, or was it written in that way?
Right. Well, they probably cut out half of else what he said.
Jesus was an idiot, and they found him. They found some really interesting stuff over the years that's been lost to time and technology.
Uh-huh.
It's finding a way to decipher this stuff, and it's remarkable.
Nobody could find his body either.
Which makes you stop and think.
Anybody know that?
What?
Yeah, about the Da Vinci Code in the first place.
Oh, Da Vinci Code. I'm a huge fan of that, theory and premise.
Going down our ancestry.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Like,
wasn't the Da Vinci Code itself was all about the ancestral line of Jesus Christ and Mary Magdalene, correct?
That's correct. Ding, 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 ding.
So,
Campbell, Stuart, Sinclair line down.
Right.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ
Hamilton.
He was a human.
Stuart.
He was a male. He had a wife, Mary Magdalene.
Yep.
They were companions, which at the time was what was considered to be a wife.
Yeah.
Well, actually, did you see the movie Mary Magdalene? Where it told the story of how they you gotta check that out. That's really good, but it fits into what David's saying. But she wanted to follow Jesus and be with him. They wanted to marry her off to, I don't know, some guy or some brother's friend or whatever, and she didn't want to do it, or uncle, who the fuck knows back then. All right, and she didn't want to do it because she wanted to find. Then the brother tried to drown her, and the uncle or the father tried to save her.
Yeah, I remember.
And then she
I think I watched that.
But
that
makes
it made me 80. Was
no,
it made
it
in the
80s? Nope.
No, this was a different movie. It's not the same one. No.
But where's his grave? Where's his body?
That was on? That was on The Seventh Sign.
Oh, that was there too, but no. But
you remember The Seventh Sign?
The only thing they have.
Seventh Sign
made so much sense. Look who turned out to be the evil one.
Yeah, no, that was crazy, wasn't it?
All right, think about that. No, not
really.
You
watched it. That's a great movie.
I know that one movie, like the back.
That was Demi Moore, wasn't it? Lisa?
Yeah, Demi Moore.
Demi Moore.
Yeah, she was married, I
think. Yeah.
But at the end, remember, she gave her life for
her life.
Baby to be born?
For the baby and the hall of souls that David often refers to.
It's full
again. David, had he seen The Seventh Sign?
Maybe,
if
but
he
I
says
don't remember.
No,
well,
maybe
you know, you often refer to
enough.
The Hall of
no,
Souls.
No.
It's a
maybe,
great movie for them.
Wait, maybe would mean you did not see it. You would definitely remember if you saw it.
Oh, this movie's
That movie is fucking
it's 1989 or 91, I can't remember.
I saw it in the theaters twice.
Yeah, I did too. Me and my
Oh, my God, yeah.
I will have to look it up and make sure I watch it so I can remember if I've ever seen it in the past.
But it is so good.
With my movie watching history, I couldn't tell you all of the plot of Ghostbusters, honestly.
Oh, I can.
Know what? Come in, Ray.
Let's see. And I can't remember. What was it? Monster Squad. The only line from that movie that I can remember is. Wolfman's got nards.
I don't know.
I didn't see that.
Monster Squad, my daughter Courtney loved it.
The kid, the one chunky kid, kicked the Wolfman in the nuts, and he said, "Wolfman's got nards."
That one I did not.
I watched that in the truck. Danielle ain't never seen it.
I mean,
shout out to Danielle, my beautiful wife of 30 years.
I've seen some movies,
I love her.
And I wouldn't remember them. If I've seen them before, unless I started to watch it again, and then for whatever reason, if I've seen it, the movie lines, the word for word will come back into my head. I get that.
I'm not mad at that. I actually can relate to that.
Shit, there's a lot of good movies. The movie The Day After Tomorrow is happening now. Okay?
Day After Tomorrow.
The movie The Day After Tomorrow.
Me and Danielle did.
A couple years. Well, that came out what year? Not that long ago.
Oh, that's
10 years ago.
10 years ago. About 12 years ago.
But,
kids were still little.
It's happening in slow motion. Because there was a fucking tornado and an earthquake during those fucking hurricanes.
That is some weird. I mean, I will say, this is that water that people can't swim in now. There's some weird shit going on.
Yeah, and it, it
some...
and part well, no, the
and
scariest part about this
Las Vegas and shit.
If they are fucking with the weather in any way or have done, remember the scientists said don't do it.
Yeah, I was
don't
thinking
see
they could
the
mess
right?
with the weather.
Here,
yeah.
Hear me out. No, they said if you
maybe
do that,
they are
a lot,
technology
maybe they
where
did.
They can fuck with the weather.
Listen, maybe they did. Because the scientists
saying.
warned.
I have somebody fucking around out here on a four-wheeler.
All right, listen. Scientists warned them if they did, and they stopped and it went back to normal, the planet will warm up so many times faster and it will cause a disaster.
You know, would be a,
and
can
we
I
might
say
be at that part.
That would be bad.
Yeah, well, no shit.
I mean, it's all supposition,
yeah.
But still. That would, if someone's manipulating... If someone is manipulating the
weather, they did and
then maybe
stopped,
they really have found
result.
Aliens and they got that technology from them.
Yeah,
and Danielle said they need to get their asses kicked, which is absolutely right.
Oh my God, they do.
Shit,
I don't care who the fuck they are. They got to go, man. Look,
get them, Danielle.
We just need Generation X to take over the world. That's what we need.
Yep.
I'm serious. Our generation.
The old ones, the older people, grandma and grandpa need to get out of office and let our generation take over.
The old boss is the same as the new boss. We're on the same line, the who.
Yeah.
The old boss is the same as the new boss, except now they got technology.
Yeah, well, look at what technology is. Yeah, but the technology part, if some asshole, and I'm talking about, I know it wouldn't have gone through NASA.
Alien technology, perhaps.
If some asshole that has a lot of satellites did it, get my point?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
right,
crazy.
You know the premise of.
I don't think Musk is capable of that. I'm gonna.
Okay.
I'm missing.
But according to one politician,
mm-hmm.
he owes us because we bailed him out. He'll do what we want.
Hmm. Okay.
A direct quote from said politician.
Yeah.
So Elon
yeah.
Musk is now putting all these. Starlink satellites out there in space. What else is going up with those satellites?
Well, yeah, that's what my point is. Look, Musk is extremely smart. I'm not going to say he's not smart. He's a fucking genius.
He's a genius, but he's
genius
also fucking
a
psycho.
Way. Yeah, in a very bad way. I thought
yes.
when he I was all for him with the electric cars when he first came out with it. He was different. He doesn't even talk the same anymore. I don't know if anyone noticed that. From when he first started, he's completely different.
You know, you made me think of something crazy. I'm going to come off the wall because I'm still buzzing like the son of a bitch.
I know, right?
Yeah, I am. I'm happy Labor Day, everyone. I got
happy
on the
Labor
show
Day.
And I drank a shit ton of beer, but I feel good. I drank the equivalent of a 12-pack. But here, listen.
And I'm
going to say
medical.
This. Whatever it means, whatever it doesn't mean, if you're listening, just take it with a grain of salt, but...
Right.
You know, all the people in the world, and this may seem like I'm dumbing down the people in the world that are prodigies or their IQs are through the roof.
You mean
they're
the privilege?
Insanely, and people that are, I mean, like,
the
people that are incredibly intelligent people. I'm talking about not necessarily money, but I mean their intelligence levels off the charts, and they're uncommon. They're enigmas. What if those are... the ones that people are claiming are they've already been here. Maybe they're in disguise. They're super intelligent because their knowledge base is much more superior to ours. In fact, Asian people have been mistreated by the colleges because of their degree of intelligence.
I know.
What if Einstein, all these other people, this is crazy shit. But I'm going to throw it out there for you to chew on. What if those are all aliens in disguise?
Well, I don't know. If you follow Schoolhouse Rock, Einstein
didn't
come up with the theory of relativity until an apple fell onto his head.
Oh, I thought that was
Newton.
That was Newton.
Yeah, that's Newton.
Oh, okay, that's
Newton.
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 Okay.
Big Newton.
Well.
Yeah.
Yep. No, but Einstein knew, and so did fucking Tesla knew, everything is energy, frequency, and vibration.
Oh, I'm a huge Tesla
fan. All right. That man, right? Well, Frank told me.
Nikola Tesla was amazing.
He was like Frank, though. Look what they did to him. He did the same thing to Frank.
Yeah, that's a good
man.
Analogy. I like that.
They did the same fucking thing to Frank, all you people out
there.
They
sure did. They ostracized
him like shit.
Frank.
I was his friend, man. I yelled
at
you.
He was my friend, too, and so was Norm.
Yes. Uh-huh. Both of them. Yep. They're together now, so they're okay.
Oh, I bet. Oh, have you talked to him? Have you talked to Frank? Oh, Norm, that's good.
Yep, I haven't. I don't think I've heard Norma yet, but I've definitely talked to Frank. They all come through and go, it's Frank.
Yeah.
It's Frank. And somebody else might chime in with it's a purple princess, but he yells it's Frank because I always called him Frank.
Right. So I have a question. Do you ever feel the dogs? You ever sense them?
Oh, my God. Wait, I got a story to tell you. Mikey was watching. Okay, Mike, this is a good example.
I was out here with Mikey's
friend, Mike Langham. Okay, he was out here in the living room with me, and we had the radio on. Right? But it was real low because he was playing video games, whatever. And so we were babysitting two little dogs in the other room.
Stood up and would not sit down.
All right, can you hear me? All right, we were babysitting two dogs in the other room, and they were in the crates. All right, all of a sudden, these little dogs that we were watching, right, started to fucking howl like my dogs.
Nice.
And I stood up, and Mike even said, what? They don't do that. I went over to the fucking radio, and it was Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb, the dog song.
Oh,
and I knew they couldn't hear it. I knew at that moment my dogs were visiting.
Oh, no, and they were influencing the little ones to howl at the same song.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they never howl. One's a little Dachshund Hound mix, and the other one's a friggin' Yorkie mix. No, one's a Schnauzer mix, and one's a Yorkie mix. So, no. So, yeah, it's like, yeah, and it was kind of a beautiful moment. Yes, I do feel the dogs. I know they're around.
That's special, and that's important to you.
Yep,
I know it is.
Yeah, I know. I used to have this dream every Christmas when I was a kid, right? And I'm not lying when I say every Christmas Eve. And it was a real dream. I didn't just sit there and make it up in my head. All right. And every Christmas Eve, I used to dream that I was walking along the sandy, edge of a river, right? And it was the stone wall there, like a real old stone wall and stuff like that.
Right.
And then I'd get to a bridge. Okay, it was, I had a curve in the middle of the stone sides, real pretty.
Right.
And I would wait on the edge. This was every Christmas Eve. I would wait at the one side of the bridge. And, there was a mist that would form, get what I'm saying, and stuff like that. And then all animals would start running up to me, all right, over the bridge to me.
Oh, that's cool, man.
All right.
That's cool,
No,
man.
But it gets even weirder because this is me talking. And I would pet them, and you know what I mean? And then I get to the middle of the bridge, and there was Jesus. Look at it. Yeah, but Jesus was in the middle of the bridge.
That's cool, Lisa.
And all the animals were with him, and he would give me a big hug, and I would wake up.
That's great.
And it happened for years every Christmas Eve.
Wow,
that's crazy. But the Rainbow Bridge, yeah.
Yeah, the Rainbow Bridge.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yep. Yep, it was a bridge. I didn't know nothing about that. I was a little kid.
The bridge. Yeah,
Can we aggravate the entire world's population now with one simple question?
What?
What color was Jesus?
He's all colors. The thing about Jesus,
he was born
is that
in the
when
so
he was
tan,
on earth,
dark hair.
When Jesus was on earth. He would have been indicative of the region he was from.
Yeah.
Now,
right.
Everybody, the way you got to look at this, and he asked a good question. I'm going to try to answer it.
He's absolutely not white.
I don't think there was colors back then.
Right. Well, listen.
I don't even
you only had
whatever
one.
I'm going to try to answer it. He's whatever color is, you see him in your heart of hearts, in your mind.
Yeah, pretty much, I guess.
But I don't.
I'm talking about me.
Look at
right,
look,
for you.
Look down
right,
there.
I'm not saying
down.
You. I'm saying to me, he is whatever color I see in my heart or that you see in your heart. When you're asking, if someone asked you that question, I was answering you in the second person because you asked it to everyone. So I'm going to say it again. He's whatever color that you see him in your heart.
Okay.
And that
people don't realize. People don't
There's
realize
no color in my heart because I don't see colors. I see people.
I know. That's a, you see souls.
So then
that's
it's
how I
religious.
For me, there is
it,
no
it,
color.
Then, but
no
then it falls down to, you know, for that particular aspect, it's all religious proprietarianism. That says, oh, well, the King James Version is going to depict Jesus as a white man.
Yeah,
okay,
that's who wrote the rewrote it, and that's what they wanted to project, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe
but
they just cut
no,
off
it was
wearing white.
But it was translated by, wasn't everything translated by the Israelis? They're not white.
Listen to me. This is 2,000 years ago. Okay.
The real Jesus is whatever color he was from his region of indication.
2,000 years ago, okay, when you go back to
he would have been, I guess, olive or tan, perhaps?
Right.
Remember, people migrated back and forth because the Templars were there to guide the people over the pilgrimage. Okay?
We got Templar
family. So you had a whole bunch of, but if you went to Syria, they had red hair and green eyes.
Yeah, I know. They're beautiful people.
Okay, and it's right there. That's where Mary Magdalene was born, in Syria.
Syrians are some of the most beautiful
then,
people in
so
the world. They're a gorgeous.
Everybody's just like, you know what I mean? Everybody, I don't think any color was specific. I think it was more religion-based back then than anything, and money
see,
and power and greed.
And,
but,
right.
But Jesus is a fucking hippie no matter what color you see him as.
Right, but here's the reason I was asking.
He did have long hair. Everyone did, all right?
The reason I was asking was because I in my mind I'm saying, and you were talking about Jesus being on the bridge for you.
Yeah.
And you know, the images that I see in my mind show him in two or three different ways, but when I stop to try to consider, I don't even see a face. I don't see any facial images. I just see an image of a lighter image without definition.
That's a good way to see it, too.
Wait, but you know what? I can tell you what he
looked
like on the bridge.
I like that a lot. I don't know why, but
I can tell you what he looked like on the bridge. He had brown hair, brown, like medium, I guess you could say. Well, I don't know, brown hair. And I guess, you know, tan skin and a beard and a mustache. You get what I'm saying? And long hair in a white. You get
it?
So to me,
and
he was just perfect.
Right.
Yeah,
and you know the interesting thing about belief that I've always found out about myself is that I can believe in something and it's between me and God, you know, whatever. I don't try to push it on everyone else. But I'll just say what I believe personally now that it's the first person, I'll say it like this. I'm comfortable with the way I believe and everyone else should be.
Yeah.
Me too. I am comfortable.
Yes.
Well, are you okay? Are you okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
David.
Yeah.
Did he vape?
You didn't go kill that guy where we were talking that was cutting the grass. Did you? And got
right.
grass.
No, actually, just before the show, I mean, it's black as crap out here at 8 o'clock, and he was already done.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, he knew.
The,
he knew to
hey,
get
hey,
off
hey.
That lawn. Yeah.
Want me to play the Fort Mifflin one? I hope this is
yeah,
it.
Yeah, really quick.
Oh, yeah.
Getting close now. Yeah.
Where this
Please.
One says, it says,
great talk. Great
it says build a bridge.
Board.
It says build a bridge, and it said, what does it say? I forget. After that, and it goes up, a place where the dead can speak with no fear. And I forget
oh,
the
nice.
Word in the middle. All right, go ahead. Here we go.
I heard it.
Yep.
Very
build
nice.
Build a bridge.
Different
okay.
on speaker.
I know.
I can hear it very. I can hear it better on speaker than my earphones.
Can you? Oh shit!
Oh yeah. I'm
you
not
know,
used
problem.
To being on speakerphone. I'm used to driving
but
and hearing
I'm gonna
my...
play it again. I'm gonna play one more time because it's 6 minutes. Okay, it's no
that's
the dick.
Cool.
Build a bridge. Right, and I don't know what the next thing.
Something about
and it says,
blah,
know
blah,
that
blah.
The dead can speak without
fear.
Yeah,
right.
Now, you know,
that's
they're
that.
Dead. They can speak without fear. Now,
that's
right. at the fort. That's at Fort Mifflin. So that was being said when we were just standing there not hearing it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
But get what that could also mean. It's kind of like build a bridge so everybody can communicate to each other.
Yeah,
right.
build a bear.
Huh?
If you build bridges, you can cross and you can connect better.
Yeah,
connect together. That's what they want us to do.
Go
they want us to connect with other like minds, not with other crazy people, but like people that really want to experience they want to learn something besides trying to look for ghosts. They should.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Oh yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, and that's.
Oh no. I almost
that's
remember
what's everything off because you know.
Wait, you can't.
I'm sobering up now, and I almost remember. It was something about. The way we communicate with spirit, and I know that it's along those lines. I may actually remember it by next week's show.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But it was a good discussion. Yeah. I was really drunk earlier. I'm starting, unfortunately, sober up a little.
Okay. Yeah. Look, what they tell us, they're there, as Frank taught me, they
but
are there
taught me something,
to
Lisa,
give
about,
you. What?
You have taught me something with, I mean, this is, you've taught me a lot about communication. I hear things now that I didn't hear before, and I don't think it's because of what. It's not because of what I've heard that you played.
No,
it's just that I'm learning how to listen.
To listen, Frank's favorite
listen
word.
More than I'm learning more how to listen than hear,
yeah,
I'm paying more attention to the differences and the nuances of the words that I'm hearing.
And the background. That's why cutting out a lot of the background sounds and the voices. Don't work because there's a whole layer you could just pull up.
I understand.
I mean,
I'm still a proponent of sound of where you can clean up some of the sound because
yeah,
you get a lot of distraction.
The Frank, but the Frank's box, depending on the
not
solar
Frank.
Storms.
No, you can't
no,
do
no.
Frank's
the,
like that.
No,
it's
but during
that.
A solar storm, it does go staticky. Because you know what I mean. You could hear it. You could hear lightning through the box. When a lightning strike, even if the lightning's 20, 30 miles away, I could still hear.
Well, that kind of makes sense because of the design of it and how it anyway.
Yeah, so
you're picking up a lot of. You're picking up a lot of that crackling.
Yeah, but I can hear it literally strike. It sounds like you could. It just.
I know.
Yeah, it's weird.
I've actually heard you playing it, and then I heard it. I know what that was.
Yep. But you think now Frank's favorite word was listen, right?
Right.
Yeah, actually was.
Always said. Just sit back
and listen.
Try next time you're out somewhere. Try to put the bus on. Just say, "Hey, roll it. Tell me what I got to hear." And boom.
Yeah, I know. That's what I meant. That's actually what you said right there.
That's
is what changed part of the way I investigate.
And when I start
my investigation, I started with those words. Tell me what you need me to hear.
Right. Exactly. And it works every fucking time.
Right.
Thank you, Lisa.
That's where a lot of people in the field are still falling short because. They're, and these are my air quotes. I know you can't see them right now, but I'm air quoting like, they're listening to their ITC devices, but all they're doing is hearing the noise.
No, they're just listening to what for one word phrases. That don't work that way. But you know who does hear? I'm going to give him a big shout out right now. I know he does. Danny Robert, Danny Big Bears. He can hear
Danny,
very well.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He can.
He's figured it out. Shout out to Danny Big
Bear. Yep, he has the ability to.
He's a friend of mine on Facebook.
Yep.
He's a really great drummer, by the way.
Dude, I heard. Did you listen to his song that he wrote?
No,
well,
I haven't. I've been on Facebook.
Like,
I've been busy.
Oh my God, it's all him, guitar, drums, everything.
Nice. He's got what? He got an 8-track set.
I said no. It's an old one. He just shared it. But you'll find it if you look down on his page. But
I was like, dude, when the fuck we jamming, man?
I had no idea.
Oh yeah, wait, I did.
Right.
See, I did. Yeah, I saw you posting about it.
Yep.
Yeah, that
yep.
was really awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he wrote it from his heart, which is even more awesome.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, Danny's cool, man. I like him.
Yep. But still, I think there's more.
Seconds.
There's more talent than all of us. All of us, even we have to
I think we just have to reach deep inside ourselves and make time for it.
Yep, make time for whatever their passion is.
We're in trouble.
I know.
70 seconds.
60 seconds.
60 seconds.
Chicken
head. Showtime.
This show will end in 60 seconds. I'm waiting. It's coming.
Oh,
we're
supposed to do the 8-minute thing. Thank you for listening to Live Paranormal. We like you.
I think we're
still. My mother's name was Jughead.
Okay. Yeah. All right, guys.
It was a great American name.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm going to end episode 45 seconds. Hey, shout out to William Howe. Thank you for that great audio.
William Howe,
thank you, William.
Thank you for Rob Barrett, and thank you for Blog Talk Radio.
Yep.
And thank you for toilets. Thank you for toilets because they're so important.
Down in, They need toilets to get on a Burning Man festival. They need
yeah, toilets, and also thank you for toilet paper.
Yep. And
yeah, because leaves and corn cobs are a little bit rough nowadays.
Yeah, and thank you for, Danielle said, thank you for the spray you can spray in the bathroom after your husband gets done.
No, yeah, right.
Febreze.
Shit, I got to put my, you mind if I have to put my oil
on?
Look,
eight,
all right, we're off the air,
seven,
everybody.
Six.
Okay.
All right, love y'all. Thanks
love
for listening.
Tune in next week.
Scanning the frequencies.
Bye.